Hey, want to toss the disc around? My name is Trevor Harris, and this is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. If you're a bit like me, you have a long history with the Frisbee. For years, when my dad has come to see me here in Columbia, we always try to make it out to MU's Francis Quadrangle to throw the Frisbee around. Frisbees can also be used for organized disc sports such as disc golf and ultimate Frisbee. This week on Thinking Out Loud, we look at a unique collection of disc sports ephemera located right here on the MU campus and look ahead to an event happening the weekend after next. Today, we'll hear from the curator of that collection and a handful of MU student athletes who are busy preparing for the November 8th and 9th Columbia-based Ultimate Tournament at Cosmo Park. It's the 11th annual Missouri Loves Company Tournament this evening on Thinking Out Loud. Good evening. My name is Trevor Harris. Take your Frisbee, get some friends together, and head out to a soccer field. Using those soccer boundaries and taking the passing game from basketball, tackling from football, and remove the referees, and there you have the essence of Ultimate Frisbee. There are intramural and master's teams located here in Columbia. There's also competitive men's and women's teams based on the MU campus. On a recent Thursday afternoon, I dropped by the Hinkson Fields. This open space is located adjacent to the Hinkson Creek, where it meanders south of the MU campus. On the grass turf, below a series of limestone bluffs, MU teams practice. This includes MU's men's and women's ultimate teams. But what exactly is Ultimate Frisbee? Before we get ahead of ourselves, let's come up with a definition.
Ultimate Frisbee is a sport played with a disc, and it's, I would say, a mesh between football and basketball. It takes a lot of elements from each, and it creates like hybrid sport with a Frisbee. So it's a little different.
That's Shannon Kelly, an MU junior from St. Louis, majoring in chemical engineering. She's part of the MU Women's Ultimate Team. I met her and Paige Plier prior to the MU Women's Ultimate Team practice last Thursday. Plier, a senior fisheries and wildlife major, is in her fourth year with the team. I asked her what happens at an ultimate practice and her expectations for the team this season.
Basically, we run throwing drills, like basic throwing drills, skills. We scrimmage. Actually, our last practice was completely scrimmaged for the whole 2 hours, so we were running the whole entire time. I mean, but we're conditioned for that. We're used to it. That's what we're all about. That's what we do best. We definitely are a mixture of all different types of players, so we take pride in the fact that we have people who've been playing for a long time, but we're also able to incorporate people who've never played before, and so we can make any line work. And so when our senior players are really tired, we have plenty of people to recycle and who know what they're doing and who are super fast learners. So we don't really have any challenges.
So there's nowhere to go but first place.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Can you go pro with Ultimate? Are there teams that you can play on after college?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, there was a member of the guys team who went to go play in Canada, and it's definitely an emerging sport. It's going to be huge pretty soon.
Is there anything different about the Ultimate disc that you play with other than just the garden variety Frisbee that I toss around with my nephew in the yard after Christmas dinner when we're all getting rambunctious in the house?
Oh yeah, 135 grams, remember that, and it's, people get it confused a lot with disc golf. Those are flatter, little heavier discs. These are lighter, have a certain lip on it that makes throw, like flicks in your backhand, like really nice. And so if you buy one from Walmart, usually that lip is distorted, and you know, it's not like a professional disc that you would get from like Discraft or some, or actual tournament like that. And usually the designs on them are awesome. That's one of the things that is really cool about Frisbee, is that you promote your tournament through your disc, and like the designs that you can put on your disc spread a message as well. And so like the images that you can do with your disc are really cool.
That was MU senior Paige Plier talking about the allure of Ultimate Frisbee. My name is Trevor Harris, and on this week's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA, we're taking the Frisbee out of the toy box and onto the field of competitive play. MU's men's and women's ultimate teams will compete the weekend after next in the 11th annual Missouri Loves Company Tournament. The event to be held at Cosmo Park will bring up to 1,200 athletes from across the Midwest to Cosmo Park. Those players will make up 40 collegiate men's teams and 20 women's teams. Ultimate play uses a specialized disc, as Paige Plier just told us. Over the years, the sport has developed a diehard following amongst its practitioners. That passion is bound to lead to collections of disc ephemera, including tournament flyers and related marketing materials That's where our next guest comes in. Peter McCarthy is a library information assistant with the State Historical Society of Missouri. It's located on the ground floor of MU's Ellis Library. Peter curates the Midwest Disc Sports Collection at the State Historical Society. He led me into the closed stacks there to show me what he has amassed over the last 15 years, a collection that may be the premier repository of disc sports ephemera located right here in Columbia, Missouri.
So of all the places on the planet that could host the Midwest Disc Sports Collection, why is it here?
Well, it's something I decided to try to attempt back in 97 when I realized there'd been a failed attempt in the late 80s at a Penn State campus. A guy named John Caparelli, who was affiliated with a library at Penn State. And he did a sincere effort, you know, put out a column in the Ultimate Players Association newsletter, sort of proposing starting an archive. So people around the U.S. and maybe around the world, I guess, started sending him stuff. But for some reason or another, that collection didn't stay in the library. So I was inspired by that to do an attempt. And, you know, I sort of chewed on it for a while because collection development's an odd thing. People just, their natural instinct isn't to give you, like, their personal papers, whether they're, you know, geologists or baseball players or frisbee players. So that's when I started it in 1997.
Of all the collections you could work on developing that are important and relevant, why did you pick disc sports?
Well, I've been playing since high school. I mean, I started out as a, you know, standard St. Louis boy. I played a lot of soccer. But I had one brother, and he was better than me in soccer, so I think I leaned towards something else. So I was hooked on disc sports in, you know, sophomore year of high school or something like that.
Are people familiar with this? People who this is their niche? Are people coming here to tap this treasure trove that is the Midwest Disc Sports Collection?
Yeah, we do. We get some visitors that come in, you know, but then just like any of the collections here at the State Historical Society of Missouri, you know, we take reference questions. So some of the folks that have, you know, done research through here, I've never met, whether they're, you know, just students working on something or filmmakers. But so, yeah, there's a lot of networking. And essentially every person that contacts us or I contact is a potential donor. And so, yeah, we've had folks pretty much primarily only around the United States. We've had a few minor donations from outside of the U.S., but very limited.
So those people who show up here or call here, they're looking to find something, but you, being the consummate collection development specialist, you're also inclined to ask them, hey, what do you got at home?
Yeah, you know, and you don't want to hit a potential donor too quickly for a donation. But, yeah, it's an odd thing. I mean, I'd say a relationship with a donor is typically at least 5 years. 15 and 20 is more likely. So, yeah, people know I'm collecting if they're contacting us. So if they have a good experience with the collection and they're, you know, getting long in the tooth, they realize this is a legit archive. And, you know, I just try to be a straight shooter with folks. So that's what keeps the donors coming.
That's Peter McCarthy. I recently visited him at the State Historical Society of Missouri, where he showed me selections from the Midwest Disc Sports Collection, 25 linear feet of material housed on the ground floor of MU's Ellis Library. In that collection are past Ultimate Tournament flyers, Frisbee marketing materials, and a large gift from the Whammo Company, the company that originally marketed the Frisbee.
Well, I'm curious, was there ever a Frisbee movie?
Yeah. I mean, there have been several documentaries made. I mean, there's been a bunch of hokey films that had Frisbee scenes in them. I guess if you're going to say, what's the most famous Frisbee movie or scene, I don't know, through the years, Tron was definitely, you know, they, I don't know what they called that disc that they used in the film, but it was essentially
a guy doing freestyle moves with throws and stuff. But in the last 10, 15 years, there have been several documentaries that have come out here in the U.S. and also overseas. Probably the most notable for general disc sports is The Invisible String, which came out. It was a Berlin-based documentary project, and it's been out for about 3 years, but distribution into the U.S. just hasn't happened yet.
This is Trevor Harris for KBIA's Thinking Out Loud. This week, we're looking ahead to the November 8th through 9th Missouri Loves Company Ultimate Frisbee Tournament to be held at Columbia's Cosmo Park. Here, MU Men's Ultimate Staff Advisor and State Historical Society of Missouri Librarian Peter McCarthy discusses the tournament.
You know, you've got over 1,200 athletes from far west as Colorado. And, you know, it's a big deal tournament. It's definitely the largest ultimate tournament in the history of Missouri.
MU students Shannon Kelly and Paige Plier are prepared and eager to see how their team fares at the 11th Missouri Loves Company Tournament happening November 8th and 9th here in Columbia at Cosmo Park.
I've participated in it since my freshman year, so I'm a junior currently, so this will be my third round at it. And since freshman year, we definitely have developed as a team. We've grown a lot, so we're excited to see what happens.
Now, you've been at this tournament before, and you know what this team is like this year. You know what their chops are. What do you think the chances are for the women's ultimate team from MU at Missouri Loves Company November 8th and 9th?
I believe that the women's team will definitely surpass hurdles that we've had before in previous years. I think we're going to make it a lot farther than we have in the past. So I'm excited to see what happens. You never know until the day of, but I have high hopes for us. So.
Are there places, like, are you aiming for first, second, third place? Is that how it works?
First place, always.
Yeah.
Yep, nothing less.
So what's it going to take to make first place at the Missouri Loves Company Tournament?
Definitely some focus. We're a goofy team. We like to have fun, but MLC is our home tournament. We want to make Mizzou proud. So, you know, definitely a lot of focus, you know, and definitely going to be in number one condition.
That was MU senior Paige Plier. I want to thank her, Shannon Kelly, and Peter McCarthy for their contributions to this segment on Thinking Out Loud. We've been looking at the Midwest Disc Sports Collection housed at the State Historical Society of Missouri, which Peter McCarthy curates, and looking ahead to the Missouri Loves Company Tournament happening November 8th and 9th at Columbia's Cosmo Park.